on the run home, Cameron Mooney.
Ah, oh, Moondog, what a man.
Gentlemen, how
you're
are
you? Moons.
You're pretty much a golfer these days, mate. You're a golfer, aren't
how
you?
How good is this place?
Yeah, it is sensational.
It is magnificent.
Now, why are you a lefty? When you kick right, you handball right, you bounce right, you balk right.
I just thought I'd make the game harder for myself.
That's the way.
Yeah, and haven't I made it hard over the years for myself?
Well, how is that?
I've got no idea.
You're right-handed?
Right, everything's right-handed. My dad's exactly the
cricket?
Same.
Cricket?
Cricket's left-handed.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Yeah.
So two-handed, holding anything two-handed.
Top hand leads. Yeah.
What about with the axe when you're chopping down trees?
No, all right.
See, you're right. What about when you throw rocks?
Right.
What about surfing? Are you goofy-footed?
Never surfed.
What's a skateboard?
Skateboard, what's goofy foot? Is that left foot back?
I don't know. I think foot forward's goofy footed.
Yeah, right foot forward, left foot back. That's
there
me.
There you go. You're goofy footed.
I'm all over the place.
Just a weird man.
Just a weird unit.
Real weird.
That's why I've
character.
Had that slice for years when Marco just helped me.
Hey, he fixed you.
He's fixed me.
Top hand. Top hand. Top hand's the steering wheel, Moons.
Oh, God.
Never,
just
ever,
hitting the really
ever
nice today. I was really happy.
Hey, we're not far away from round 16, so we want everybody's focus. 9429 1116 if you want to call in and give us your focus for the weekend's footy. So, boys, let's get cracking straight away.
Start,
Moons, where's your focus? What club are you going to put some focus on this weekend?
Probably back from last weekend, to be honest, guys. It's the Kangaroos and Brad Scott in particular.
Your old team.
I love that Brad Scott. Not that he said something. He's been saying something for years. Been saying it for years, David. He's going to wield the axe. He's going to do this.
Right-handed
and he
too.
gets the 22nd bloke and he throws him out of the side every week.
Yeah.
Not good enough. He's finally wielded the axe and he did some big statements.
Well,
strong
Lindsay
actions.
Thomas. Lindsay Thomas. Boomer in the red vest.
And then a couple of his comments during the week. Yep. I just think, is this going to be the turning point of their inconsistencies?
Mm.
And I think it's a very strong message.
It was a different team, wasn't it?
Loved it from Brad Scott.
It was a different team, what we saw on the weekend.
And you know
what,
their next five weeks, guys, I know they're sitting just outside there, but their next 5 weeks, they've got Essendon, Brisbane, Carlton, Melbourne, St Kilda. This is a very good run for them. This is a start of five straight or six straight after last
week. So where do you see them finishing? If all goes well, if everyone is pointed in the same direction.
I think they'll make the top four, but this is going to give them a massive
chance. They top eight, definitely?
Oh, definitely top eight. With that run, that's a top eight.
They didn't finish top four last year. They won a couple of finals and ended up in the top four. So could they do the same thing again?
Well, who knows? Who knows?
I'm
telling you right now, that is a great run to get them back in there.
You threw Melbourne out pretty flippantly just a minute ago.
Well, after I gave them a little bit of a pump up last week, they completely let me down, so I won't be going with them again,
no.
David.
Hey,
no,
boys, I can understand.
Boys,
I can understand.
Before we go any further, news just through in the last hour or so. Harley Bennell will return in the NEAFL this weekend and will be allowed to return to the AFL in round 17. So next weekend. Is that about right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I think it is. It's a lesson to his other teammates, the playing group, but it also probably reinforces to him that footy's not a given. It's not a right. You have to work for it, and you have to play by the rules on and off the field. And if you're not living up to that, well, there are consequences.
Sometimes it's not a bad thing to make these young guys actually go and get a job.
Yeah,
that's happened plenty of times over the years where they send a guy, he comes in, he has to train. I say with the VFL with the.
So what have you seen, Moons? But in respect to that, have you seen
I've
people
seen players
at the
who've
Cats?
Been virtually, you're not kicked out of the club, but they get sent away for a few weeks, 8 weeks, 6 weeks, and you got to go train with the reserve side. You go and get a job. You work hours during the week, so you know when you come back, you think, you know what, you're very privileged, you're extremely lucky. Don't go and throw it up.
Yeah.
You know what, up the wall by going doing something stupid. Know that you're in a privileged state.
You like that sort of stuff, Ox?
Oh,
well?
I love it. I love it.
He's also going to make a $5,000 contribution to support programs as well, and he's been set a new off-field program and standards. And if he doesn't follow, a three-match suspension will be enforced. So basically, there's a three-match suspension just sitting in the background.
He'd probably been given... I'll rephrase that. He has been given too much latitude in the past. And Rocket and the team up there at Gold Coast have said, right, enough is enough. Even though those photos were taken 2.5 years ago, there's other stuff that's been happening. So they're all over it. And if he doesn't toe the line, he won't be there.
You
simple.
Know, in the words of Michael Keating, was it? This is the year they had to have. The recession they had to have.
Tell me,
this might be the
boys.
Best thing for them this year.
Paul Keating.
The guy obviously likes having a beer, okay? And like you, both of you enjoyed having a beer. Would it be right for Gold Coast to come at him now and say, hey, listen, enough, you can't do anything anymore? I mean, what's the limit with what boundaries they can set someone like Harley Bennell?
Well, they're kind of restricted in a lot of ways because the Players Association doesn't allow there to be any more fines over a certain amount.
Can they cut him off, is what I'm saying. Can they say no drinking at all until the season's over? Can they do that to the kid?
They can make any rule they like.
Would it be the right thing to
do? Whether he's going to go with it.
Don't know. I don't know. Depending on if they think that is a serious issue or not, or what the issue is. I think they've got it under control now. They know where they stand. Strict guidelines have been given. Mm. And rightfully so. Marco, this isn't being made public. This would be at most clubs on a continuous basis where players have been given certain instructions to follow. If they don't follow them, you know, they're out as well. So this one's just been made public. It does happen at most clubs right across the country.
All right. Give some team focus from you, Ox.
North Melbourne forward line for me, and I know you just touched on the Kangaroos. With Drew Petrie out, this is an opportunity for somebody to step up, probably Aaron Black, whether he gets the recall or not. But a forward for North Melbourne has to show the North Melbourne footy public that they're not a one-trick pony with Drew Petrie down there being the only competitor. And we know Benny Brown is a great player, good, yeah. He's not a great player. He's a player on the rise, but he also needs help because he's very, very young. So an opportunity for a North Melbourne forward to really stand up. But I want to really see someone from North Melbourne develop and be that next person that's going to come up. Because Drew Petrie, let's be honest, he's only got 1 or 2 years left in him. He's not going to be there for the next 10 years.
Well, one probably tops.
Yep.
One tops. So this is a good chance for North supporters to see who's going to take Drew's spot.
And you've got to make Michael Hurley accountable. That's the other thing, that he's in such good form at the moment. You've got to negate his influence that he's having over contests because he's been outstanding.
Okay. What about Waite? What can we expect him in the...
We know what Jared Waite gives you. Jared Waite gives you inconsistency. He gives you some brilliance. He gives you some frustration. He will kick you an amazing goal. He'll miss you some easy ones. You know what you get out of Jared Waite. So if you are planning on a final series around Jared Waite, plan again because he may deliver, he may not. So don't rely upon
him. So this week, he'll get Hurley this week.
You think he will?
I think he will on the back of, because when he's at his best, he's a 5 to 7 goal kicker.
Okay.
He's brilliant when he's up and flying. So you can't allow him, from an Essendon point of view, you can't allow him to get going.
Okay, 9429, 1116, folks. Where's your focus going to go in round 16? Cam, what about a player that you want to have a close look at this weekend?
Well, this week, guys, it's all about the bud. It's all about Buddy. He's kicking 700 this weekend.
How many's he got to go?
Two to go.
He
went goalless against Hawthorn their last game. I just don't see him going goalless again. Up there in Sydney against his old side, it'd be great to see him get his 700th this weekend. Mm. So for me, it's all about the big boudoir.
Can they focus? Can they? You know, look, there's been so much talk about them putting too much focus, going too buddy-centric.
Oh, absolutely they do.
Are they still doing it in your eyes?
But you look at them though and you think, because you look at Hawthorn, and I love what Lepage said this morning. I thought it was brilliant. They have all three facets of the game down pat. Attack, defence, and their stoppages. They're the best in every area. Right now, Sydney, just when you look at their attack, it's all about Buddy.
Yeah.
Tibbetts probably a little bit confused of what he wants to do or where he has to go. He's been thrown into the ruck now.
Yep.
They're missing someone like Ben McGlynn down there who can... get the ball from ground level and kick goals, get possessions up through the midfield. You know, they really do. If stop Buddy, it's almost who's it going to be? So they need to find other avenues to go badly.
Do we know where Reed's at the moment? What's happening there?
Well, as long as Tippett and Buddy are there, Reed is going to be the guy who's going to swing everywhere around the field. And with Teddy Richards out last week, he played down back. Not sure if Teddy will be back in this week or not. I assume he will be.
Okay.
You know, where does that leave Reed? Who knows?
Who knows? Jeff's in Preston. He's called in. G'day, Jeff. Jeff, welcome to the show, Jeff.
Yeah, how are you, boys?
Yeah, good, Jeff.
Well, my focus is going to be on Jamie Elliott. If he kicks a goal or someone handballs and he kicks a goal, whether he'll celebrate.
Yeah, and give him some love, do you think, Jeff?
Yeah.
Well, there's a bit of talk. He went off the training track today, actually.
Injury
so
cloud,
there's a
yeah.
little bit of a cloud over him, whether he'll play or not.
They're saying it's the old general.
But geez, that was
as
poor.
In soreness.
That was so poor from him last week.
It looked bad, didn't it?
I don't mind it.
How about Varco?
You're arrogant.
No.
You're arrogant.
I don't... It happens in the change rooms afterwards.
That was you. Like,
no, man.
Imagine Nita knocking a ball back to you and you pig and snap it away. You were ran off. Look at me, everybody. Nita did all the hard work.
Has it ever happened where it's been highlighted to you, Ox, something like the Varco tap back, kick a goal and you just keep on cruising with your hands in the air?
But if I had forgotten about it, I would certainly reinforce the generosity in the change rooms after.
So Park doesn't have to be done. Parker had to run a K to go and get a high five off him. It was embarrassing.
No, I didn't mind it. Didn't mind it at all.
Scott's called in. He's on the road. G'day, Scott.
G'day, boys. Thanks for taking my call. Now,
no worries.
Now, who you got to look out for this weekend? One,
yes.
Daniel Menzel, second game back.
Yes, one. Good one, Scotty.
Fingers crossed. And the second one, don't worry about Buddy. Forget about Buddy, mate. It's all about Stevie Johnson obliterating Billy Brownless's record.
How far off is he?
He's about two short, I think, of surpassing the big man.
Don't worry.
So has he come number three?
He's been texting Billy all week, too.
Does he become number three or number four now?
I believe
I think it's number three, isn't it?
So it's Gary Ablett, Doug Wade, then Billy.
Then Billy.
Hey, you know,
so
I saw
Stevie
something.
J.
No, he sent a few texts out saying, you're ready to be number four or something like that.
I reckon I saw with open mic when Billy Brownless was on. I think Billy's kicked more goals in the finals than any other Geelong player. I reckon that sticks in my head, that Billy Brownless, of all the Geelong
he's
players...
He's a good player, Billy.
He's either one or two.
I would have thought Gaz Senior would have been.
We kicked nine one day. That gives a fair head start.
Well, that's a fair afternoon.
20 odd in the final series.
Yeah.
Well, he's either one or two. Okay. He's either one or two in finals for the Cats. One more bit of focus from
you. Well, just a player who hasn't really been spoken about this much. He flies under the radar a bit. Nate Fyfe is the player I want to talk about.
Is that
Nat Fyfe.
I haven't heard of him, sorry.
No, just a young player. Moons, he is skating on thin ice with his fines.
Right, you did not actually think that was fine worthy.
No, absolutely. I don't think it was. But now what happens is if he cops another fine, he cops a week, which will cost him the Brownlow medal. So what players will be doing will be getting into him, trying to make him snap. I think... teams are now starting to work out how to negate Fyfe's influence, and he's in for a tough second part of the year. But he's a great player that needs a bit of a chop out from his teammates.
I want to ask you both the thing that he got fined for against the Hawks, you know, when he's actually punching and the forearm got in the face. If he does exactly the same thing in 2 weeks' time, will they fine him or will they let it go?
No, they'll find him.
They have to find him.
They have to
give him a week.
I reckon they'll let it go.
Oh,
good. That was right on the edge. They've sent him a little warning. You know, in that marking
contest. That's not a warning.
That was a warning, mate. Oh. That was a warning. I don't know why they fine. I'm with you. I'm with you. Oh, it's a 50-metre penalty.
It was ridiculous.
That's it.